she thought she found a fellow cat lover.
He would kick the cat out of the way.
What do you mean he would kick the cat out of the way?
I mean, he would aggressively kick the cat.
But the judge...
I certainly wouldn't see him again.
He's a controlling person.
...has a solution at hand.
No, he's not. I can control him with this little finger. Put the water down. See what I mean?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Renee Martin is suing her ex-boyfriend, Dean York, for an unpaid loan to pay vet bills.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 7 on the calendar in the matter of Martin versus York.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, ma'am. Have a seat, please.
Miss Martin, you met Mr. York and began a relationship with him. According to your complaint, that relationship terminated. You think he owes you for a vet bill that you paid for his cat.
Yes.
And when did you pay this vet bill?
I paid it on...
Date?
I believe it was the 8th. No, I'm sorry. It was the 2nd of August.
Okay. Now, you weren't living together, I assume?
No.
No, just dating?
Yes.
You have cats?
Yes.
How many?
2.
And you like cats?
I do.
And you have cats, sir?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
How many?
I have one beautiful cat.
I want you to tell me why you paid this vet bill for Mr. York.
Well, I felt that the...
Tell me what the vet bill was for.
The vet bill was for... The cat had never been to any type of veterinary. So I took it upon myself to choose my veterinarian, and he agreed. And we took it in to actually get shaved because the hair was so matted that it was...
It's a long-haired cat?
It's a long-haired cat, Your Honor.
But it was beyond repair because this cat was so matted. So we took the cat
to Why didn't you groom the cat, sir?
I brushed her every day, Your Honor, and the knots kept coming because of the humidity.
What kind of breed is it?
I honestly don't know the breed, Your Honor, but her hair is probably that long all the way around. And when you brush her, you get a full brush every time.
But sometimes you don't brush her.
Not every single day, no, Your Honor. I do my best.
Okay. All right, so you took the cat in, had the cat shaved down, got the cat shots. Where did you get the cat from?
I rescued her from a family that had, like, 6 cats, and it was actually my 16-year-old son chose her to take her away from where she was at, bring her to a better home, which was with me.
And your son doesn't live with you?
No.
How long have you had the cat?
I have had the cat approximately 2.5 years.
Did you ever take the cat to a vet?
I did not.
Not for shots or anything?
No, the... gentleman I got the cat from said she was up to date at that point.
Well, 2.5 years, you didn't see anything. Does cats stay indoors or outdoors?
Totally indoors, Your Honor.
Okay. By the way, when's your birthday?
September 2nd.
When you went to your vet with the cat, was he with you?
Yes.
When the bill came, because you walk out of the vet, they don't say, we'll send you a bill. They like to be paid right then and there. I would like you to go chapter and verse what happened when after the cat was treated.
Okay. I paid with my care credit card.
Why didn't he pay?
He told me he didn't have enough money, but he would be paying me back. And
did you
say
that you didn't have enough money?
I did say that I didn't have enough money for that particular procedure at that
time. What procedure?
The shaving of the cat. She called her vet, and the vet quoted her $70.
And you didn't have the money for that?
No, I did not at that point.
What about the rest of the vet bill?
The rest of the vet bill was done without my knowledge.
What was that?
They did a... A plethora of things.
Well, what did they do?
Specifically?
Yeah.
A physical examination. Medical waste, rabies feline 1 year, something booster, Borrelia feline, feline groom and lion cut, which she looked so cute, intestinal parasite exam, feline adult leukemia, Clavamox drops, Buprex dose. That was for pain, I guess.
Well, Clavamax is a very serious drug. What was wrong with the cat?
Very expensive.
No. What was wrong with the cat? The vet didn't give the cat Clavamax unless there was something wrong with her.
There was nothing wrong with her physically. It states in here that she was a healthy cat.
The reason why the medication is because the cat was so badly matted that it needed to have shots before it was groomed.
It needed to have what kind of shots?
The type of medication that you were talking about to put the cat to sleep.
Oh, so they put the cat to sleep?
Yes, they did.
To groom the cat?
They groomed the cat, but yes, and they also did those things as well that he was mentioning. However, before the cat gets groomed or does anything, there's a certain checklist that this this particular veterinarian goes by, and he needs to sign off on every single thing that's being done before it's being done.
When you paid the bill, he was there.
Yes, he was.
Well, I want you to tell me what discussion you had with him about this bill, which was hundreds of dollars.
Right.
$576.
Right. Well, the bill, the original bill, was only 300 and something odd dollars. However, after time, because this was in September, my credit card company bills me for late fees and for...
Interest.
And interest. Yes, that's it. Thank you. And interest. The first 6 months, there was no interest, and that's when Dean told me that he would be paying me within the 6 months, so there would be no interest incurred. However, interest was incurred because he never paid any of the bills. I do, however,
Did you tell her that you would pay within the first 6 months, Mr. York?
No, I did not.
What did you tell her about
that? I said that I assumed that when she had said about just the grooming, that was going to be like a birthday present, I assume.
Well, the grooming, let's say, I don't care. Your birthday wasn't around August 2nd.
No.
I know. You can't assume anything. It's your cat. I mean, you do have a certain responsibility with regard. You take an animal into your custody and you have a certain responsibility. And I'm not questioning these vet bills, although I might have questioned the thoroughness of the
examination.
I understand that.
Okay.
But the interesting thing is with these things that he had signed off on to do, he did.
Right.
And he said, I'll take care of it. Now, the thing I have to ask you, Ms. Martin, is one of the things that was in here that was very troubling to me and actually forms the basis of part of his counterclaim is you say that you saw Mr. York abusing his cat.
Yes.
Well, I would like you to tell me when you saw him do that.
I don't have the exact dates, but there was many times that I was over at his house.
That?
So whenever we would have dinner or, watching TV or whatever we were doing, he would kick the cat out of the way.
What do you mean he would kick the cat out of the way?
I mean, he would aggressively kick the cat.
And you're telling me, Ms. Martin, that as the owner of two cats and somebody who is in a fledgling relationship with somebody, tolerated that?
He's a very controlling person, Your Honor.
What?
He's a controlling person.
Oh, no, he's not. I can control him with this little finger. Put the water down. See what I mean?
He is.
Well, then I want to know why an otherwise intelligent woman like you would have tolerated that once. One time. Before she said, this is not for me. I am leaving. I'm calling animal control. If you aggressively kick the cat, I'm calling animal control. And I certainly never want to see you again. But according to you, you witnessed it many times when you were over watching TV, having dinner, and he would aggressively kick the cat. And you're a cat lover.
Yes, I am.
Don't believe it. Either I can't believe it or you're so desperate to have him in your life. I mean, I don't understand that.
No, I'm not.
Well, then give me the answer. Those are the only two possibilities. Either you're not telling me the truth or desperation, because I know that if I were dating a guy and he kicked one of my dogs, I mean, aside from the fact that he would be removing that foot from one of his orifices, I'm telling you, I certainly wouldn't see him again.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She says it right here. I paid for a shave for an abused cat. She's sitting right here in the courtroom today, accusing me of kicking this wonderful cat. And if you see pictures of her, she is not an abused cat.
How do I know that?
And later today...
Do you collect a pension for disability?
Yes.
Physical disability?
Yes.
That enables you to do general contracting? You get Social Security disability as well?
Yes, ma'am.
This is some America.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Renee Martin says, ex-boyfriend Dean York owes for a loan to pay vet bills. Dean is countersuing for slander and defamation of character.
Now, you're a cat lover. He abuses the cat in front of you multiple times. You stick around.
I talked to him about him doing that, and he said that he'll stop. There was plenty of times that this happened, and I'm not sure why I stayed with him. To be honest with you, but it was only a short 2.5 month situation, and until I found out how he is, did I leave and file suit for this.
Can I see your last bank statement?
I don't have the bank statements, but I do have the bills.
I'd like to see.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Mr. York, ball is in your court, sir. Get to your counterclaim.
My counterclaim is, this is ridiculous. We shouldn't even be here, first of all. And she says it right here. I paid for a shave for an abused cat. She's sitting right here in the courtroom today, accusing me of kicking this wonderful cat. And if you see pictures of her, she is not an abused cat.
How do I know that?
Do you just, I don't know. I guess at that point, you got to look at the pictures and take my word for it.
Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $576. Your counterclaims for defamation of character is dismissed, sir. I believe her. Desperation, maybe, but I believe her. That's all. Step out.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
It is what it is.
I think it was fair.
As far as saying I kicked my cat numerous times, that's a little sketchy.
I couldn't believe the kind of condition his cat was in.
Happy it's done, and I appreciate Judge Judy's decision.
I'm glad it's said and done.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hall versus Raines. Step forward.
Contractor Donald Hall is suing his neighbor, Laura Raines, for the unpaid balance to remodel her bathroom.
Mr. Hall, are you a contractor by trade?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a specialty?
Just general contracting.
How long have you been doing that?
2 years now.
You have people working for you, or do you do it alone?
Just myself.
Like what kind of contracting?
Remodeling, interior, exterior, light plumbing, light electric.
When you do exterior, what kind of work do you do?
Siding, exterior cleaning, some concrete.
What kind of work were you going to do for the defendant?
I was doing a remodel job for her bathroom, her master bathroom, and her condominium.
How did you find him?
He was working in our condo area, and he's also a neighbor.
What kind of work did you do prior to 2 years ago?
Public service, ma'am.
For how long?
13 years.
What happened to that job?
I went out on a disability. I retired.
Did you collect a pension?
Yes.
From the public service?
Yes.
For disability?
Yes.
Physical disability?
Yes.
That enables you to do general contracting?
I don't consume myself with overly heavy work.
You just told me what you did. You did general contracting. You remodeled exterior and exterior. You do siding. You do concrete. And you don't work with anybody else, just yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
You get Social Security disability as well?
Yes, ma'am.
This is some America. How much were you charging her for this work that you were going to do?
We had a verbal agreement, ma'am, of $3,800.
You allowed to earn money when you're on Social Security disability?
For a limited time, ma'am, yes.
For a limited time and a limited amount per year?
Per month.
Per month?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is that amount per month?
Under 720 does not have to be reported.
How long was this job supposed to take?
There was no set time on how long the job was supposed to take. He was going to do it at his leisure because I really didn't need the bathroom.
When did you start working, Mr. Hall?
I believe it was the beginning of January 2016.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
When do you claim you finished the job, Mr. Hall?
I haven't finished the job yet, ma'am.
Well, you demanded payment according to your complaint. You said, in March, I was 99% done with the job, save for a few touch-ups, and I was looking to collect the remaining $2,100 that I asked for. Is that correct?
Correct.
March what?
I believe it was March.
Did you ask her for your money?
I wasn't demanding the whole amount, ma'am.
I'm just reading from your complaint, sir. In March, I was 99% done with the job, save for a few touch-ups. I was looking to collect the remaining $2,100, and when I asked her for it, she texted me pictures of the bathroom claiming it was faulty, shoddy work. That's your sworn complaint.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So happy you're able to do this with your disability.
That's not hard for me to do. It's very light work.
What about siding? Is that also very easy work?
I usually sub those out.
You didn't tell me that before. I said, do you have anybody working for you? You said, no, I do it myself.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Donald Hall says neighbor Laura Raines owes for the balance to remodel her bathroom.
Now, what date in March did you ask for your $2,100?
I believe it was March, mid-March.
When was it? Do you recall?
March 28th.
So you worked on the bathroom for 2 months. So far, she had given you, up until that time, $1,700.
Correct.
Do you have photographs of the bathroom as he finished it?
As he finished it? These are finished photographs. These were taken on March 3rd.
Did he come back to work after March 3rd?
He might have tried, but I didn't let him in because I was pretty well ticked off at him.
Why?
Because on the 28th, he threatened to take me to court. He came over to my house several...
28th of what?
March.
Who took these photographs?
I did, with my cell phone.
I'd like to see your cell phone.
These are after, in through there.
Now what I'd like you to show me, please, is the bill from the contractor that you hired to finish the job.
I believe it's on the phone. It was only $600.
Show it to me. While she's looking for that, Mr. Hall, I would like you to tell me what was left, in your estimation, to do on the bathroom to complete the job.
Approximately 2 hours of labor. There was a 2-inch piece of trim that needed to be put in and some minor drywall finishing around the new tile.
I don't know how to use the phone that well, so.
I deducted from the invoice.
Well, then let me see the invoice. I want to see the invoice. Well, it looks, based upon those pictures, which are pretty consistent with these, that there was a lot more work to be done on this drywall. Show this to Mr. Hall.
That's correct, ma'am.
It's more than $100 worth of work, sir.
It was...
Now, why would you ask for the balance of your money when you hadn't completed the job?
Because I was 99% done. I was going to be done within the next day. And I was just asking her simply when she would be able to pay me.
No, that's not what you said. You didn't ask her when she was going to be able to pay you. You said, I want my money. Why would you ask for your money when the project looked like this?
I was going to be done. And she
so
would
what?
Not let she would not let me back in to finish.
Well, you're asking me to make a judgment of how much more work has to be done in order to make this work satisfactory. Quite frankly, I wouldn't ask her to continue to fund you when I'm not so sure about your ethics.
I have emails from her saying how nice it turned out.
Just a second. I would love to see that email from her saying how nice it turned out.
There's a number of them there. Turned out nice, but I just was not finished, and I agreed with that.
Just a second.
I also have photographs, ma'am, of the work before.
I'd like to see it.
I tried to be in touch with Mrs. Raines to come in and finish the job, and she avoided me at all costs.
Who was supposed to put in the shower door?
There was not a shower door agreed upon because Mrs. Raines said that she could not afford one at that time.
Is that correct?
No. I have the shower door.
But it has not been installed by anyone.
Right.
Okay, very good. You have to pay him some money, Mrs. Raines. As much as it hurts my heart, you have to pay him some money. You agreed on paying him $3,800.
No, I did not.
Yeah,
and I would like to show you some evidence on this, too.
Oh, sure. Show me some other figure other than the $3,800.
I also have receipts for materials.
I don't care.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. You've been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. So far, she's paid you $1,700. I want to see something that you have, Miss Raines, that suggests to me that the bathroom was less than the $3,800 that he quoted, and then I will take off for what I consider a reasonable amount for you to have it finished.
Ma'am, on one of those pictures of the drywall that seems to be cracking, that's drywall mud. The closer it is to the floor, the less time it has to dry, so it takes longer to dry. I just needed to come in and put a little bit more drywall over the top of it, sand it down, and paint it.
I'm so happy you're able to do this with your disability.
That's not hard for me to do. It's very light work.
What about siding? Is that also very easy work?
I usually sub those out.
You didn't tell me that before.
I use subcontractors on a number of jobs.
You didn't tell me that before. I said, what kind of work do you do? You, personally. I said, you have anybody working for you? You said, no, I do it myself.
Most of the jobs I do.
I don't see it here.
Just for my own curiosity, Miss Raines, I think that the two of you deserve each other. $3,800. You gave her a final bill for $2,000 because you gave her generously $100 for the completion of the job. I'm going to make it even more generous and knock off another $500. As I said, I really think that you two hustlers deserve each other. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. We're finished.
Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You want to tell me why you broke up?
Because she was assuming I was cheating.
She was finished after what she witnessed.
Did you actually find him someplace else?
I caught him cheating at the motel.
Next, Judge Judy.
He texted me 9 times on one day.
I was trying to text her to find out when she was going to be able to let me back in and finish the job.
Don't hire a neighbor.
She's had many issues with all the neighbors.
Like Judge Judy says, get a signed contract.
Lesson learned for sure.